Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time now to look at what's happening for some of our young blind and partially sighted listeners. And I'm joined now by Leslie and Gary from Actioneers. Hi, Leslie.
Hiya.
Now, first of all, tell us about Actioneers.
Well, they're multi-activity clubs for 4 to 16-year-olds, but if the children are under 8, they need to come along with a parent to support them. And we just do activities that the young people want to do, so ranging from sport to leisure trips to cooking, theatre trips, all sorts, you know, depending on what they want to do. And they can also bring the siblings along to come and support them.
And what are your aims running these clubs? What do you want the youngsters to get out of it?
Well, one of the key things is all about, you know, confidence building and, you know, making new friends, developing their social independence, self-esteem, things like that.
And I suppose because of sight loss, it can be quite isolating, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of our young people, they go to mainstream schools, so they might be the only visually impaired child there. So they come along to our clubs and they get to meet with their, you know, visually impaired peers, and they can, you know, they can share their experiences, which is really valuable, and not just the young people as well, you know, the parents, you know, stay at the sessions so they get to mix with other parents as well, you know, find out ways, you know, that they can support their child.
I would imagine there's a lot of laughter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we kick off with this coming up on Saturday, actually, haven't we? We've got a transitions event. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is over in Liverpool. So we're actually doing a tourist tour and having lunch. So like you say, that's on Saturday at 10:30 and the meeting over at Lime Street Station. Now it's £10 and so that's covering the lunch and everything. But it's a day to find out all about the Beatles and Scouseology and like the history of that.
You've only got until this weekend. How do you book up to go on this?
Yeah, if they want to go on our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk, and if they go to the support section and they'll see children, young people and families, the event's on there and it's got all the contact details, or they can contact myself as well and I can get them involved.
All right, well, we move on now to a family event. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is an audio touch tour and pantomime, so lots of fun this time of year. So that's on Sunday the 18th of December, 12:30 to 5, and that's over in Stafford at the Gatehouse Theatre. So, you know, fun for all the families, so they get to meet the cast before the show, get to, you know, see what the costumes are like, see what the what the props and the, you know, the stage is looking like, so they can start visualising, you know, what's happening and when the pantomime takes place.
In some ways, you actually have a better idea about the whole production, don't you, when you have one of these touch tours?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, getting to meet the cast as well, you know, is a great opportunity, which, you know, a lot of people don't get to do when they go to the pantomime. So an added bonus.
And we're looking ahead to next year as well, aren't we? It's coming up so quickly.
Yeah, we've got our Vision England residential. So we've been recruiting, but we've still got places left. And this is a brilliant opportunity for young people aged 14 to 17. And normally when we do residentials, they're like one-off residentials. But this is a development residential programme. So the young people come to three different residential breaks. And we have three choices of venues, so one in Cumbria, one in Somerset and one in Surrey. And one of the key things, and this is what the young people who've attended this year have been saying, it's been great to achieve the John Muir Award, which is similar to the Duke of Edinburgh Award, and it's around conservation and the environment and things like that. So they're going to be doing activities like bird box making, bat detecting, hiking, bushcraft. And as part of the programme, the young people get to choose the activity on each residentials that they're going to be done. So, you know, it's what they're wanting to do. And as well as obviously doing the programme, the key things, you know, it's all around developing their independent living skills as well as developing friendships. But as part of it, you know, they're making their own packed lunches every day, which a lot of our young people haven't done before. So they absolutely love doing that.
And I suppose this could be a way as well for young people have an idea about what they want to do when they leave school as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do workshops over the residentials as well, you know, to discuss things like that. So volunteer opportunities, work experience. And like you say, it's giving them an insight into the world of conservation and trying out these different activities. And, you know, we get people from environmental and nature-based organisations to come along to speak to the young people, you know, again, to give them an idea of what is out there. And some of the people from this year's programme, you know, didn't think anything of, like, you know, those type of jobs, you know, and they're really starting to look to see, you know, if that's something that they can do.
And also at this age as well, it's a way of getting confidence, because it can be a tough time, can't it, being, you know, between 14 and 17.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, it's the working with their peers, and some of these young people haven't been away from home before. So, you know, it's all about that developing that independence and building the confidence and building the social skills and self-esteem. And with it, you know, the with the peers who, you know, might be able to do more than what they can. So they might see them, you know, being able to get the clothes together for the day or being able to use the shower independently, and it motivates them to be able to do it themselves. Or, you know, the young people support each other as well, you know, which is great.
So tell us again how we get information and book a place on some of these events.
Yes, if you've got access to the internet, they can go on our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk. And if we go to the Children and Young People and Families section within the Support and Information tab, it'll tell you all about our events, and it's got all the calendar of events on there and for the local area. So it'll have the information. Or they can give myself a call on 01642 233 439, and I can get them the information that they need.
Right, Leslie, and this will be the last time we chat until 2017.
That's scary.
Goodness me, how quick the year's gone. Well, I hope you have a great Christmas and New Year, Leslie, and we'll speak to you in January.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.